Matt Smith's our last guest this morning, talking about his runner in race 8 at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Matt.
Looking forward to this. Fierce Impact coming back for you today. Looked pretty sharp in a recent trial.
Yeah, he's come back in super shape. His trials have been quite good, both his trials, and he's pretty much left off from where, you know, from his last prep. He's had a couple of good runs here in town, and no, he's in good shape.
These imports, you'd find out where you are with the second Aussie prep, and they can really improve. So, do you think he's improved from last prep?
Look, he's a bit better in himself. Like, his work's similar. You know, I think he probably works improved a little bit, but just in being around the stable and everything, he's improved a lot. And he's a happier horse. He's eating better. So, I think there's definitely improvement in him. You know, and of course, we've only got him up to 1,400 metres last time in, and I do expect he'll be better at a mile, maybe even 2,000. But, I'm really happy, Ron. Like, he's been sharp, and his trials have been good, and I think he's, definitely improved.
It's tricky what you do from that barrier today, whether you, you know, just push the button a little bit or you're just negative. Any bullish thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, no, we'll be negative today.
Yeah.
First up, 1,400, we'll be negative. We'll just go back and ride for luck and, we've got to start him somewhere, and today's a good starting point. I'm sure he'll be really strong through the line. Just need to get a couple of breaks in the run, you know. And he's still a colt, this fella, and he's not the sort of horse first up. I think once he pulls to the outside, the top of the straight, and try and get him to run over the top of him. He's a funny character horse, and he certainly likes to be running through horses rather than coming down the outside. So, you know, we'll just try and hopefully Andrew can weave a passage through the pack there today.
Okay. Any ambitious spring plans for him?
Look, I'd like to end up in Melbourne with him. We've mapped out a preparation, you know, to get him down to Melbourne. So that's where he'll have a couple of runs here. He'll have a 14 and then a mile here. And then we'll just see where he's up to. It all depends on how his first two runs are, really. But if he races well, we hopefully end up in Melbourne.
What do you think will be his best distance?
Well, I'm sure a tough mile would suit him. So, you know, a good tough mile, but on his form, he should run a good 2,000, really. But to me, you know, a good mile, a good gallop, good tempo mile, I think is really suiting. So,
You've got one runner at Kembla, Ilwendo. It's an import, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a German horse, and he's a really nice horse. His run was good at Canterbury. We had a little setback. He just got galloped on in the race at Canterbury. So it's not ideal. Like, he was going very well at that point of his preparation, so it's not ideal to have that bit of a setback in the middle of a prep. But I thought his trial was quite good the other day. And, we just got to... I just need to get a run under his belt at 2,000, so he really has to run here today. I think he's going to be a very nice horse and stable in the future. He's got tons of ability, so, whatever he does this prep, next prep will be even better.
Okay. I knew you must have had an opinion of it. You put a nom in for the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, well, you know.
You've got to put it in, Ron.
Something happened. Yeah. You're not in there. You're in all sorts of pain, so you've got to... You got to throw a nom in, you know.
Yeah.
You never know. He might end up in a strong cup or something. You never know. We'll see what happens.
You got a few nice horses around you at the moment.
Yeah, you know, we've had a good year last year. We scouted around and purchased some nice overseas horses. So and got a few nice locally bred ones too. So hopefully should have a good spring.
Good luck.
Now, Matt, I'm gonna ask you to do something for 5 seconds, and then you can hang up. We're going to just leave your lineup because I love the noise of what's under you. So just don't say anything, but just let us hear it. I love the noise, Ron.
Yeah.
The clip-clop on the...
I love the noise of these scratchings you're about to give so I can have my breakfast, Andrew.
What are you having? See you, mate. See you, mate.
Bye.
See ya.